That was Dan Perlman. Meanwhile, another police-involved fatal shooting prompting protests today in North Carolina. Neighbors took to the streets almost immediately after a sheriff's deputy shot and killed a father of 10 early this morning. Investigators say shots were fired as deputies tried to serve a warrant. The victim's family says he was not armed. News 8's Brett Hall is in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. That's about 20 miles south of the Virginia border with what we know about this deadly encounter.
The investigation is now in the hands of the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigations, and the sheriff, the agent in charge, and the district attorney all would not answer questions on specifics of the incident where a man was left dead today. However, they reiterated they will be transparent and release information once it's able to be released, not hampering their investigation. That includes body-worn camera video of the entire incident. What Sheriff Tommy Wooten would say is that around 8:30 this morning, deputies with Pasquotank County Sheriff's Office, as well as Dare County Sheriff's Office, were executing a search warrant along Perry Street. That's just about less than a mile from where we are now in Elizabeth City. We don't yet know what that warrant was for, but at some point, a deputy shot and killed Andrew Brown. That's really the extent of what we know right now. The deputy is on administrative leave pending the results of the investigation. Pasquotank County Sheriff Tommy Wooten says people should know this is being taken very seriously.
You know, the Sheriff's Office trusts the ability of our North Carolina State Bureau investigations, and we will be transparent, and we will take the proper action based on the findings of that investigation.
District Attorney Andrew Womble says that in his nearly 10 years as top prosecutor in the county, this is the first deadly officer-involved shooting. He says he understands people want answers, but he wants accurate answers. He calls the whole situation tragic. In Elizabeth City in North Carolina, Brett Hall, News Nation.